Galatians chapter 1. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 2. Salvation, independent of human actions. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me. To the churches of Galatia, grace to you, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This epistle to the Galatians is a letter the Apostle Paul wrote to the saints in the region of Galatia. The Apostle Paul declared that the gospel he believed did not originate from men. The gospel Paul believed was neither a philosophy nor a doctrine created by men. The gospel Paul believed did not come through man, but only through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised Christ from the dead. Paul stated that he earnestly desired grace and peace from God to be upon all the servants and saints who obtained salvation through the gospel given by God. In the heart of the Apostle Paul, there was an earnest desire to clearly reveal to the saints in Galatia what the gospel given by God was. He intended to clearly and unwaveringly illuminate what kind of gospel it was that God had given. When we write a letter to someone, or have a conversation, there is bound to be a message we want to convey to that person. What the Apostle Paul wanted to say to the Galatian saints was precisely about the gospel of God. The gospel Paul intended to preach was simply the gospel by which God saved us from the sins of the world, and it was entirely unrelated to legalistic faith or our actions. He is saying that our receiving salvation from sin not only has nothing to do with our actions, but it also has absolutely nothing to do with any human thoughts. The core of what the Apostle Paul intended to convey was precisely this. The gospel is that Jesus Christ unilaterally saved us from sin through the baptism he received from John and the blood of his cross. To save from all sins. The main core the Apostle Paul is speaking of is this. Christ, in order to deliver us from this evil age, offered his own body to be baptized, went to the cross bearing the sins of the world, and by fully receiving the judgment for all those sins without exception, through the death of his flesh and finishing it, he completely saved us. It means that through the baptism and death Jesus Christ received, he cleanly washed away the sins of all people, living in this evil age. The gospel the Apostle Paul is speaking of is that, in order to wash away a person's sins, it has absolutely nothing to do with doing well or poorly through actions, or living righteously well, or poorly for a lifetime. But that one has received the removal of sin solely by believing in the righteousness of God. It means that regarding all the sins we humans commit from birth to death, through the death of his Son Jesus Christ, he completely finished the judgment for all the sins we commit in the flesh. Therefore, this gospel is not from man, nor is it learned from man. Our receiving salvation from sin comes only through the gospel that came from God. It is 100% from God. This is what the Apostle Paul is saying. It is not through man, nor is it learned from man, nor is it from man. If so, what kind of gospel would a gospel from man be? A gospel from man is like this: live a good life and go to heaven. Live an evil life and go to hell. Have a good heart and go to heaven. Have an evil heart and go to hell. This is what a gospel from man is. We can clearly know that such a gospel contains none of the righteousness of God that God speaks of, and that it does not come from true faith. A gospel created by humans originates from the profit of the human flesh. The gospel that comes from human thoughts is, if a person lives kindly, they will go to heaven. And if a person lives wickedly, they will go to hell. But such faith merely comes through man. Also, what man-made religions say is, if a person does many good deeds and kind acts with this flesh, they go to heaven. Such a gospel is nothing more than a religious belief created by man. Such faith considers that if one lives kindly, they receive blessings from God, and if they live wickedly, they are cursed by a god. The belief in Buddhism, a man-made religion, speaks of the theory of reincarnation. According to that ideology, if a person lives wickedly and dies, they are reborn as a beast, and if they live kindly and die, they are reborn in the next life as a child of a wealthy and prosperous family. This is exactly a religious belief created by man. People can easily have faith in a gospel created by man. However, such faith is ultimately nothing more than a religious belief created by humans. The Gospel of the Righteousness of God Given by God. However, the gospel Jesus Christ gave us has nothing to do with whether a person themselves lived kindly or wickedly in the flesh. If a person lived kindly, how kindly could they have lived? And if they lived wickedly, how wickedly could they have lived? Of course, living kindly is more right than living wickedly. But for a person to live kindly, their actions must be perfect. A gospel that is not the righteousness of God says that one is qualified before God only if they live with flawless, perfect actions. If so, imperfect actions cannot be said to be living kindly. However, while people do perform good deeds, it is impossible to perfectly practice true goodness. If there is even a speck of dust, even 0.01% of a fleshly flaw in a person's good deeds, they become a sinner. Because of this, we humans cannot live perfectly kindly before God. Because it is impossible to live kindly in a human body, Jesus Christ took all our sins upon His own body through baptism, and by being crucified and dying in our place, He saved us from all sins. The gospel God gave us is a gospel that fully contains the righteousness of God. He fulfilled the righteousness of God with Jesus' body. The salvation God gave has nothing to do with people's own actions. One example of this is the two robbers crucified on either side of Jesus. These two robbers committed evil all their lives. They committed every atrocious and heinous sin there is, such as arson, murder, adultery, and theft. That is precisely why the death penalty system of crucifixion was created, to execute the most atrocious sinners. The gospel God gave us is this: because Jesus took upon Himself all our sins without exception by being baptized in the Jordan River, Jesus' flesh had no choice but to die. Thus, atrocious men crucified and killed the baptized Jesus. Jesus was crucified because of our sins. There was absolutely no reason for Him to die because of His own sins. There was no other reason. While living on this earth, Jesus never committed a sin even once. And although He put on human flesh, He was fundamentally God Himself, so there could not be any mistakes. However, the robbers hanging on either side had no choice but to commit evil, and they were ones who actually committed evil. But the robber on one side turned his heart and knew Jesus as his Savior. He believed that Jesus being baptized and hanging on the cross was because of his own sins, and he believed this Jesus to be the Messiah promised in the Old Testament. But the robber on the other side did not know Jesus, and therefore did not receive salvation from sin. The salvation of the robber on one side, who knew Jesus as the Savior and received salvation from sin, had absolutely nothing to do with any good human actions. He was merely a robber who had never done a good deed and only committed atrocious sins. Yet Jesus spoke to him, "You will be with me in paradise." Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Salvation was solely through the faith that knows Jesus as the Savior. Therefore, the Apostle Paul also says here that Christ saved us with the body of Jesus Christ, that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. With what body of Jesus Christ did he save us? There is Jesus' birth, his coming in human flesh, his receiving of baptism, and his death. And there is the resurrection. He saved us from sin through the baptism he received with Jesus' body and the blood of the cross. This is by no means through man. You and I are those who have already died with Jesus Christ through faith, and those who have come alive again with Jesus Christ. Through faith, we are those who have become so. You and I did not receive salvation from sin through our own actions. Would salvation have anything to do with actions? Everyone, after receiving the blotting out of sin, if you live well, is it salvation? And if you commit sin and live wickedly, is it hell? That is absolutely not the case. Heaven and hell are not divided based on whether our flesh commits sin or not. However, there is one sin that goes to hell. If one hears this gospel that Jesus saved me, the gospel that Jesus took charge of all my sins when he was baptized, and yet rejects and refuses Jesus, saying he is not my Savior, that person commits a sin that goes to hell. That person has no way to receive the eradication of sin ever again. We have many various shortcomings, but we must not commit that particular sin. We must not become those who blaspheme the Holy Spirit. If one blasphemes God and commits the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, they are cut off from salvation, and everything is over. Therefore, no matter what happens, we must not commit that sin. If one leaves the church, they can easily commit such a sin. Even after we have received the removal of sin, if we keep falling into our own weaknesses, we will later forsake the faith. One might apostatize, saying no to the blood the Son of God shed to make us holy, to the death of Jesus Christ's flesh. Such a person goes to hell. One must never commit such a sin before God. In these last days, I hope you unite even more with the church and firmly hold on to the faith that believes in the righteousness of God until the end.